Dear brothers and sisters, how are you today? I'm getting better. Okay. Concerning yesterday's class, did you do the homework? The 20 things that you can do for God? I'm sorry? Oh, down to 10. Your counselor said do 10? Oh, okay. Okay. Then they'll be that way then. Okay. So yesterday, we first talked about why God calls us to serve, right? And we mentioned four reasons God calls us. Okay? First is to be, God wants us to work for Him, learn His way, and then eventually to become like the Lord. Okay? Second is to save others and save ourselves. Third is reward. Fourth is glorifying God. Okay? And number two is way to serve God. The more you can think of a way to serve God, it's more beneficial for you. And the third, the number three, today we're going to talk about is how to serve. Please write it down. Number three, how to serve. Okay, how to serve. Well, we all know that when we grow up, we will all be working. And working can be considered a type of serving, serving God and serving men. But the thing is, sometimes we'll discover some people don't enjoy working or don't enjoy serving. And while some other people, they love it, okay? Can you imagine one day that we don't need to do anything? You cannot serve. You cannot work. You can only lie on your bed. How do you feel? For example, just like stroke. Lie on the bed. Which one do you like better? Working, huh? And I know for some of you don't like to go to school. Can you imagine the life without going to school at your age? What would it be like? Okay, just think about it. First day is so wonderful. You play video game at your house, right? Okay, let's go on for another day. 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, 1 week, 1 month. How do you feel after 1 month? Playing video game or shopping? No school. And while everybody else goes go to school. Okay. And you know what? You know that as you're playing games or do whatever, you know that you're heading into trouble in the future. Sooner or later, you have to learn the stuff. Correct? You start to learn your algebra or arithmetic, English, okay, basic knowledge. And so as you're playing, you know that the trouble awaits you. Can you be joyful as you play? No. Okay. So what I'm trying to say to you is many things that we do here, God has put us here, is to serve. We have to learn how to serve so that we can receive joy. Just like some people, they say that they want to serve God. Anybody want to serve God in the future? Why some people want to serve God? Because there's reward in heaven. Okay, after they die, they know that they cannot take the money with them, but they can take the reward with them. While they serve, they feel very meaningful. They feel the satisfaction. Okay, and some people don't understand that. They say, "I want to have fun. I want to rule over people. Hey, you do this. Hey, you do that." It makes you feel very good. But you know what? We know that after we play a game for a while, we feel very empty inside. Right? Very bored. And after you rule people, you do this and do that. After a while, you know what happened to you? People hated you. Okay? You can't stay around in this group anymore. People want you to get out. Okay? Correct? Okay? So, we have to learn how to serve so that we can serve for a long time and we can enjoy it. And that become a purpose of our life and we enjoy our life. Now, I'd like to mention three ways how it can help us to serve better. First way. This is a very fundamental way. If you want to serve, first lesson, let's turn to Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20. Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Okay, so here it tells us, in fact, when we're learning something, we're listening something, okay, we are actually serving. This is the foundation of our serving. We have to listen, and listen is the type of serving, and we can do more serving in the future. And we have to acquire such attitude, such skill from young, and we have to practice it until we die. We always learn. Okay. If God's willing, after 60 years, you still come to church, what do? Learn. Listen. With humble heart, continue to receive instructions and grow. Okay. This is a lifelong process. What does Jesus do at age 12? He went to the Jerusalem, the temple. What do? Listen. Think and ask questions and learn. We had to listen. Listen is a very basic skill. Let's look at a second example. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 3. Now, when Rehoboam became king of Israel, the people came to him and have a request, saying, you know, your father Solomon gave us a lot of burden, taxes. Can you please lighten it up? Rehoboam said to them, okay, come back 3 days later, I'll give you an answer. So in verse 6, then the king Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, and he said, how do you advise me to answer these people? Verse 7. And they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to these people today, and serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servant forever. Okay, verse 8. But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, and who stood before him. Verse 9. And he said to them, what advice do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, lighten the yoke which your father put on us? Verse 10. Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, thus you should speak to this people who have spoken to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us. Thus you should say to them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. Verse 11. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add your yoke. My father chastised you with whip, but I will chastise you with scourges. Okay. So this is Rehoboam's attitude. The elder gave him good advice. He doesn't want to listen. He thinks he's smarter. He wants to have another way, have some people to say something according to what he wants to hear. So he asked his friends. His friends, don't listen to these people. Be tough. Only tough people can rule. Okay? And he said to them, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Say, I'm very tough, you know? Stronger. The waist represents strength. My little finger is stronger than my father's strength. Okay? Very tough. I'll be more harsher than you. So listen to me. And if you read on later on, the people say, forget you. We're going. Bye. Okay? And then he realized he needed people to support him. Not that he needs the people, not people needs him. So brother, sister, we have to listen. Okay? If we don't listen, in the end, we will be the one who suffer. We are the one who cannot serve God or men well. Okay? And we need to practice it. We all agree we should listen. But in our life, sometimes we don't listen. For example, what's your view about marriage? You know, sometimes I talk to some people, and when people say, told me what they want, I can see they're not ready to get married. Why? It's me, me, me. I want this, I want that. I want you to do this, I want to do that. How do you feel if you marry somebody? I want you to do this, do that, and this, this. You feel like, this is not love. I'm more like a slave to you. Okay. I have met some people say to me, husband I want, need to have 6 criteria. First, 6-digit salary, so I can live a good life. Right? Second, he cannot live with his parents. Okay? Third, he must be handsome. Fourth, he need to have a PhD. Fifth, he need to have a house. Okay. Six, he need to have a good genes. No diabetes in the family, no myopia, you name it. Okay, no asthma. Okay. That's not all. I mean, I think if she can have such requests when before she get married, when until after she get married, then probably even more, right? I want you to massage my feet. Okay, I want you to massage me. I want you to do this. So how do you like it, huh? Tell me. No comment. That's not important. The important is, okay, you can see that people is all about me. Okay? Are they ready? Marriage is about serving your spouse. But people are always thinking marriage is about you serve me. Okay. Sister, do you want some brother say, want to come out? Coffee, please. No coffee. Coffee, come on. Sandals. No, but slippers. Waters. Food. Wash your laundry. You're the maid. How do you feel? You think, no, this is not the one I want, right? So, you know why there's so many divorces in this world? You probably know why, right? Many of them are immature. They just want people to serve me, just like King Rehoboam. I want people to do what I want. But the elder tell him, serve the people. And then what? There'll be harmony, there'll be love and peace. But he doesn't want to. He wanted people to listen to him. Okay. So, in fact, in the church, you learn a lot of things. And all these things are to tell you how to serve well. If you look carefully, if you look at Genesis chapter 1, all the way to the very end, Revelation chapter 21, okay, it's all about serving. For example, Adam, he committed sin. He ate a forbidden fruit. That tells us, you know, he did not serve well. He did not serve God. Listen well to God. Okay. He twisted the word of God. Okay. And you look at Moses at age 40. How did he serve? My way. Hey, I saw somebody be my brother, huh? My fellow people. Nobody around? Kill him. So let people know, I'm the savior. I'm the one who will lead the Israelites out of Egypt. What do people think of him? Get lost. Are you going to try to kill me just like you killed an Egyptian? Okay. He's doing it the wrong way. Okay. If you keep looking on from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's about how to serve. Okay, so we have to listen. Only after we listen, we can do better things. Okay, and do the right things. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Verse 41. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. 42. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. See, we can see that there's two women. One is busy doing things. Was Martha. Was she happy while she was doing it? No, she wasn't happy. But while Mary took another approach, she listened attentively at the feet of Jesus. She did not sit down far away. She stood very close. So she can only see Jesus alone and hear his word and let his word imprinted in her heart. And because she did this, later on, when Jesus is about to be crucified, okay, Mary bring this alabaster jar and broke it and poured on Jesus' feet and Jesus' head. Okay? And Jesus said, this woman had done a very beautiful thing. Okay? She did it for my burial. Other people do not know, but Mary know. Mary grasped the opportunity because she had learned God's word. And she grasped the opportunity to do it before Lord Jesus Christ died and resurrected. After Jesus resurrected, there's no way that some woman brings some perfume, but it's too late. Jesus has already left. Okay, what am I going to do with the perfume? So she would do such a beautiful work. And Lord Jesus Christ told the disciple, whenever you go to preach, tell people about her. Okay, so how did she able to do such a wonderful work? First, she started with listening attentively. And today, there's some brother, sister, they wanted to sacrifice for you to work in the kitchen, to cook for you, so that you don't have to worry. All you have to do is listen attentively. Okay. And today, we see many things. We listen to many things. And those things are we need to learn. For example, listening to the sermon. Also, you see people, you attend Bible study, you see people lead Bible study. Don't just listen. Also observe how they lead the Bible study. What makes effective and what makes not effective Bible study. There's many things we hear every day. Okay. And also, in the future, when you get married, please listen to your spouse. Okay, there are so many arguments arise because we don't listen. Because we don't listen, so that's why when we serve, we don't serve good. Okay? And people complain. And if we cannot serve good in our house, what makes you think that you will be able to serve good in the church? Sometimes husband and wife always argue. Okay? Wife is yelling, screaming, whatever. The husband is reading newspaper. And the wife say, shouting at him, don't watch newspaper, don't read newspaper when I'm talking to you. And the husband snap right away. When I read newspaper, don't talk to me. Okay. Well, husband listened, but did he get it? No, he didn't. Okay. So same thing. When we don't serve good, people complain. So very fundamental thing. We need to listen well. Okay. And taking care of church is a whole lot difficult than taking care of your family. Okay. Your church has all kinds of people. and more people. More people, more problem. Family, maybe four people or five people together. Okay. If we cannot resolve our family problem, what makes you think that we can resolve the church problem? Okay. So we have to listen. And so we will have wisdom, knowledge to resolve our problems, whether in church or in family. Second, how to serve. Okay. We need to serve with correct method by knowing God. This is very important. Let me ask you a question, a couple questions. Let's say you operate a very big machine. Okay. Some people told me they operate a machine that makes balls, metal balls. Do you know how metal balls is being made? What happened is that there's a circular metal plate, okay, flat. You had to put it in the middle of the machine, okay? You pull your hands out, okay? You push a button, and suddenly there's something up there, right? Going boom, and they pound it, okay? And because it has a shape, so when you pound it into it, right, immediately bowl is made, like this. That's that kind of machine. Okay, that's how the bowl is made. Suppose you operate with that machine. Do you have to know how to operate? Yes. Because I was told some people did not follow the rule. They had their hand chopped off. I'm not kidding. And they were sent to hospital and tried to sew it back. Okay. You can lose a hand if you don't know how to operate a machine. Second, if you're an electrician, do we need to know how the electricity work? Do you ever get electrical shock? What if we don't know what we're doing and we play around with electricity? Dangerous. Okay. Let's say if you're a driver, in the future you drive. Maybe some of you are already driving. Do you need to know the traffic rule? If you don't know the traffic rule, please don't drive. You just endanger yourself, endanger the other. Okay. The result is death, very likely, or cripple. Okay. Let's say you are a doctor. Do you need to know what disease that you're dealing with? What if it's a very contagious disease? All you do is breathe into it. Goodbye. Okay. So, you see, in every work, there's knowledge you have to learn so that you can do the job well and not get yourself hurt or not hurt other people. And what does the Bible say? Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So what's Bible for? Basically, Bible is equipping us to do all kinds of good work. That's what Bible said. Bible teaches actually how to do those works. Okay. For example, the Bible has so many examples from Genesis to Book of Revelation. Okay. Let's look at a couple examples. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1-3. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1-3. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. Verse 2. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Verse 3. And Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified. So Aaron held his peace. We can see that some people serve God. They didn't get God's blessing. In fact, they die. They get God's wrath. Okay, why? Because God told them when they offer the incense before God, the fire that they need to get need to come from altar of sacrifice. But what do they do? Fire is all the same. I got it from my kitchen. That's called profane fire, or common fire. It's come from a different source. You see, the fire from altar coming from the heaven, whenever they build a tabernacle, and then God will send fire from heaven and burn a sacrifice. And that fire needs to continue to be burned. Don't let it go quench out. So they need to put fire. And when they burn the incense inside the temple, they need to get the fire from the altar. But they say, it's the same fire. What's the difference? I just light a match, offer incense. And God was not pleased. God's basically saying, you don't respect me. I told you to do it this way. You don't think it's important. You do it the other way. So God was angry. And God sent fire and destroyed them. So what do you think? You might say God's cruel. No, God's not cruel. God told us ahead of time, do this way. For example, in the Bible, it tells us when we baptize people, we need to baptize with head bow, full immersion. But what if one day, I come up with a new theory? I don't like to do it that way. I like to do it my way. Okay? Let's say, just sprinkling. What will happen to me? I tell you, I won't go to heaven. Okay. Maybe I do 99 things right, but that thing wrong, I don't think I can go to heaven. Okay. So be careful, brother, sister. I mean, we serve God. It can be very meaningful, very enjoyable. However, just like electricity, you didn't do it the right way, the electricity can go through our body and we die. Okay. And in the Bible, there's so many examples. And your homework is to find 10 things. Okay? Maybe your counselor will cut it down to 5 for you. Okay? Because maybe you bargain with them, right? Too much. I can't get it. Okay, fine. Okay. I say 10 things, okay? List 10 things that teach us how to serve. For example, Saul, right? King Saul, how did he serve? He served God for 40 years and he died. What do you think of his serving? Nobody liked it, right? If you're David, you definitely won't like it. How come he always persecute me? Okay? I didn't do anything wrong. Because what? He's jealous. I cannot have King Saul said to himself, I cannot have anybody is better than me. So he persecuted anybody who is better than him or threatened his position. Okay. So he served according to his own way, not God's way. It's not beautiful. So he served for 40 years, but God doesn't remember. Why? Why we had to go through that kind of process and do all the labors and God doesn't remember and people hate us? So Bible has many examples. So many. Every person, they do something, whether right or wrong, we can learn from it. So finding 10 is not easy. It's not difficult. Okay? So this will be your assignment. Okay. you can also list another thing. David, when he first wanted to carry the ark back to Jerusalem, how did he do it? Bible said that he put it on a new cart. Where did he get that idea? It's from the Philistine. After the battle of Nebuchadnezzar, Philistine captured the ark, but then God punished all the Philistines. So they returned they don't know how to return the ark. All they can do is put on a cart and have the cow, you know, carry it back to them, back to Israelites. And when David went to carry the ark back to Jerusalem, he just followed the Philistines' way, the Gentiles' way, the unbelievers' way. And it was not successful. God was not pleased. The ox stumbled. Okay, and there's a priest, he wanted to help out because the ark is shaking on the car. He was afraid that it might fall down. He touched the ark, and he died because God told people, don't touch the ark. The ark had to be carried by the pole. You cannot touch the ark. Okay. So there's a lot of things in the Bible when we serve God. We definitely had to know. Okay. And when we serve God, we have to praise God first and honor God. This is usually what God demanded us. Okay. And Bible says so, we had to do it Bible's way. Okay. So this is the second thing we need to know as we serve God. And that will help us, you know, when we serve, we are safe. We not be punished by God, but we receive God's blessing. Let's turn to Acts chapter 22, verse 8. Oh, wait a second. We have 5 minutes left? Sorry. Real quick. Acts chapter 22, verse 8 to 10. Saul asked two questions. He asked, who are you, Lord? Second, he asked, what do you want me to do? Today, same thing. We had to ask, who are you, Lord? What, you know, who are you? So I can know what you want. Second, what do you want me to do? Okay. Got to ask these two questions before we serve God. We got to know them. Number C, we need to have correct attitude.
Oh, sorry,
this is B. Bible also tells us many things about how to serve God. With attitude-wise. You know, some in the book of Malachi, some people, they despise God. They don't think God's important. So they offer to God the blemish, the blind, the cripple. God was not pleased. God said to them, why don't you offer your sacrifice to your governor and see what he said? Okay. Do you like people to give you recycled gift? Or trash? No. Okay. You might say you don't care, but our God is up there. He has everything. He doesn't really need our offering, but he wants our heart. And how do we know what kind of heart we have? By what kind of offering we give to God? Is something very valuable, or something that is least valuable? Just like Cain and Abel offering. Why Cain's offering is not pleased to God? Because he did not offer the first fruit. But whereas Abel, he offered the first fruit, the lamb, the firstborn, to God. And God feel like he was honored. Okay. So our attitude matters. There's many things to learn when we serve. Serve with God with thanksgiving, faith, love, humility, perseverance. There's so many of them, okay? So, can you find 5 examples how to serve with right attitudes? 5 examples. That's your homework. Last one, numeral number 4.
What are the difficulties?
Number four. What are the difficulties that we will face when we serve? Okay. I'd like to discuss with you, because of time, only a couple minutes left. I tell you, there's at least five things we will encounter. Okay. When we serve, we'll discover that we have our weaknesses. Like, for example, laziness. Right? We all know what's lazy, right? Your parents tell you to wash dishes. No, I don't feel like it. I prefer just eat and sit and lie on the sofa, watch TV later. Okay. So we all have laziness. That's something we have to overcome. Second, we will encounter our own way, own will. I don't like it. I don't feel like it. I want to do the other things. Okay. Third, we will also face persecution from outside. Maybe some people say something negative, put you down, or attack you, whatever. I don't know. Okay? And sometimes people don't want to serve anymore. Please don't do that. Serving is like food. Okay, Jesus said, doing the will of God is like food to him. Let me ask you a question. If one day you have a car accident and you get well, will you say, okay, I have a car accident, therefore, never again I drive? Will you say that? No, you still need to drive, right? Especially in California, places are so far, you have to drive, or else you have to walk. Okay. Fourth, we will face temptation to remain holy. You see, when we commit sin, when we're not holy, it's really difficult to serve because God does not abide with us. Okay? And when we're not holy, there's certain things we cannot do, because certain things require us to set a good example for others to follow. Okay? And then another thing, last one. We need to equip ourselves with talents, but without being proud. Okay? As we learn many things, talents, knowledge, whatever, sometimes people become proud. I have this. The other people don't have it. I'm important. You know what? That kind of attitude doesn't last us too long. Eventually, God will say, I had it. You don't serve. Okay. So these are the five things I just want to mention to you that we need to overcome. And how can we overcome it? Okay. From the sermon, from prayer, okay, we will get power, we'll get knowledge, know how to deal with them. So we can continue to serve with satisfaction, with joy. Any questions? Okay. No questions? Let's bow our head, pray in silence.